So remember, dairy is for baby cows. What we need to be saying is, got green?
A happy hello to you, charming viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Now, let's start off with a quick quiz. What is chocolate, green, and apple pie? Did you have a guess? That would be all sorts of smoothies with raw vegan chef AJ. Today and Wednesday, executive vegan and raw pastry chef AJ is going to show us how to make some super smoothies and her award-winning salad. As they are Chef AJ's specialty, we'll make all of these without using any processed ingredients.
This is my boss at the restaurant, Sammy, so if he doesn't like it, I'm fired. It's a green smoothie.
Amazing.
And it really looks good on your mustache.
I bet it does.
Maybe we could put it on the menu.
That sounds great.
For the past 10 years, Chef AJ has shared her unique vegan recipes and tips as an instructor in various culinary schools in Los Angeles, California, USA, and as a consultant for Exalis Health and Wellness Center. She herself has followed a plant-based diet for more than 32 years. Often engaged in charitable works, Chef AJ volunteers her time as a culinary instructor at the Braille Institute and Black Woman Wellness Center to share healthy recipes with many people who have diabetes. She has been invited to prepare food for many celebrities and television shows. Through her raw vegan recipes, Chef AJ helps many achieve good health while enjoying scrumptious foods.
Hi, I'm Chef AJ. I've been following a plant-based diet for 33 years, and I am a vegan and raw pastry chef in Los Angeles, California. And today, I'm going to show you how to incorporate more fresh fruits and vegetables in your diet in ways that are delicious and fun. And one of the best ways to do this is with a nutrient-rich smoothie, or what I like to call green smoothies. My family and I have been enjoying these for about 7 years now, and I hope you'll enjoy them as well. It's a great way to start your day, or really, as a meal replacement any time of day. You can use water, juice, or a non-dairy milk as your base, but let me show you the absolute easiest way to make a non-dairy milk, in this case, almond milk. In my blender, I have a cup of water, and then I take some raw organic almond butter. Now, depending on how rich you like it, you can add 1 teaspoon or 2 teaspoons. And this is so much easier than the way I showed you last time where you have to soak your almonds overnight and sprout them and then rinse and drain them. And you know what? It's less expensive too, because I figured out it ends up costing less than 6 cents a cup to make almond milk this way, much cheaper than when you buy a processed non-dairy milk in a box. So I just add 1 or 2 teaspoons of raw almond butter. You could use cashew butter or tahini, anything you like. Make sure it's raw and unsalted, to 1 cup of water. Turn the blender on. And that's it. It takes seconds. And there's no added sodium or sugar or oil. So this is the way I make almond milk. And if you wanted a chocolate almond milk, you could add some raw cacao powder, some raw carob powder, even some dates to sweeten. So for this first smoothie, I need 4 ounces of almond milk. I'll use what's left for our next recipe. To that, I'm going to add 4 ounces of fresh orange juice. Now, you can use any kind of juice, water, or non-dairy milk for these smoothies. It's your preference. But the most important ingredient in a green smoothie is the green. Today, I'm using baby organic spinach, but you can use any green or combination of greens that you like. Kale's delicious in here. You can use chard. You could use collards. It doesn't matter. It's just the easiest way to eat a lot of green vegetables without even having to chew them. So I have 8 ounces of baby organic spinach, and I usually just use as much green as I can. And you know, I'm all for organics, but just make sure that you look at that list, the clean 15 and the dirty dozen, because there are certain things that are more important to eat organic than others. For instance, when something has a really thick skin, like a watermelon or a banana, it's not quite as crucial to have it organic. But things like spinach and strawberries, things with a thin skin, kale, things they use a lot of pesticides on, more important to use organic. So I have my 1/2 pound of spinach, my 8 ounces of liquid in my blender. Just blend that up. Now, I love fresh mint in a smoothie. This is fresh organic mint, so I'm putting in a handful of that. And then my fruit to thicken and sweeten. I've got one banana that's been frozen. You don't have to use frozen fruit. It's just that it makes the smoothie that much creamier and gives it a real dairy-like consistency and flavor if you use frozen fruit. And I have 2 cups of frozen mango. And again, any fruit would be fine in here. Pineapple, papaya, whatever you have. Even melon. Cantaloupe is great in here. And you just blend. And then you have a nice, thick, rich, delicious green smoothie. And it matches my chef coat. I love green food. I'm at the restaurant today working, so I am going to serve this to a customer or two and see if they like it. I mean, doesn't that look pretty? But the proof in the pudding is in the tasting. Excuse me, sir. Hi, my name is Chef AJ. I'm the pastry chef here. And I noticed you haven't ordered yet, so I was wondering if you would like to start your meal with a green smoothie on the house.
Wow, sure.
Okay, well, let me tell you what's in it. It's basically a smoothie made with bananas and mangoes, but it's got 1/2 pound of spinach in it, so it's got, yes, that's where you get your vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals, antioxidants, okay. Fiber. It's a really great way to start your day instead of coffee because it'll wake you up just as much. Why don't you give it a try? If you don't like it, you don't have to drink it.
Sure, I'll try it. Mmm, really good.
You got a green mustache. See, that's great. You can say got spinach instead.
Got spinach.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy your meal here. And if, as long as you're sitting here, I'd be happy to bring a few other things for you to taste. Would you be interested?
Sure, that'd be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back in just a moment to create a healthy dessert smoothie that tastes just like pie. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
AJ, and I'm here to show you another delicious, refreshing smoothie. This one doesn't have any green in it. I consider it more of a dessert smoothie, but I think you and your family will love it. I call it the apple pie smoothie because it tastes like apple pie in a glass. I start off with some water, and I'm going to turn that water easily and inexpensively into almond milk by just adding 1 to 2 teaspoons of raw organic almond butter. It's so much easier than the old way of making almond milk because you just add the almond butter to the water. And in seconds, you're done. To that, I'm going to add a frozen banana, 2 cups of frozen peaches. I like using frozen fruit in a smoothie because it makes it nice and thick and creamy. 1 tablespoon of alcohol-free vanilla extract. 1 tablespoon or 2 teaspoons, depending on how cinnamony you like it, of cinnamon, and 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg. And here's the secret ingredient, 1/2 cup of apple butter. I almost said almond butter. This is apple butter. You can get it at many stores, grocery stores, and even natural food stores. It's made out of just apples, no sugar. And remember, I never use sugar. The only sweetener I use is fruit, the whole fruit and nothing but the fruit. I put everything in a blender. And that's it. Always like to serve my dessert creations in a pretty glass. I'm a pastry chef here, a vegan raw pastry chef in Los Angeles. I've been following a plant-based diet for 33 years now. Isn't that pretty? But you know what I'm going to do? I don't have a piece of fresh apple on me. I'm going to put a little apple ring on it. Isn't that pretty? So let's go see what a customer thinks. Let's see what a customer picked at random thinks. Sorry to bother you again. Hi, Kenny. I think I can call you Kenny now, can't I?
Yeah, that's That's just fine.
Well, there's not that many people here because it's early, but I made another smoothie. This one's more of a dessert smoothie.
Okay.
Why don't you tell me what you think it tastes like? I promise there's nothing weird in it.
Nothing weird in
nothing
it.
Weird
it's
in
like
it.
Apple on top.
Well, that's a clue.
That's orange?
Nope, it's apple. I call it an apple pie smoothie.
That's great.
You could almost have it as your dessert, even though you haven't ordered your breakfast yet.
Cinnamon.
And nutmeg?
Nutmeg.
Non-dairy, no cholesterol. No animals were harmed in the making of this smoothie.
All right. This is good.
Well, good. Enjoy. You're going to be full before breakfast.
Please join us again on June 8th on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We'll be back in the kitchen with Chef AJ to make a decadent, nutrient-rich chocolate smoothie. As a special treat, she'll also share the secret recipe for her award-winning Hail to the Kale salad. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May the richness of your spirit be coupled with the gift of good health. Contact Chef AJ to wow your taste buds with fantastic vegan ideas and recipes. www.ajsrockinfoods.com and chefaj@att.net.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.